So a little bit about me and who I am. My name is Akuna, but many people call me Truth. So I'm going to go by Truth with this podcast, a name that I acquired during my time living in New York and being a part of like the fashion and makeup industry. And it is the way that I'm known within my industry and my business. And so that is the name that I am bringing into this podcast world. I am a certified spiritual director and brain health coach. And I'm also a former youth and young adult minister. I have my own spiritual direction and coaching practice. And I'm also what I like to call a spiritual serial entrepreneur. I was going to say serial entrepreneur, and then spiritual came out in one of the many takes of this first episode that I have. And I started to say serial and spiritual came out. And I was like, you know what? Yes, Lord, I'm a spiritual entrepreneur. But serial in the way that I love the concept of owning your own business. I've always had this entrepreneurial spirit and this business acumen that has just kind of been, I think really a gift of God and a gift of the spirit. It's not that anyone can't learn it, but there's just so much in entrepreneurship that just comes really natural to me. And I love the freedom, the ability, the idea, the ability to hire other people and create income and jobs in areas that would not, you know, someone may not normally have the opportunity. And I still bring my relationship with Christ in all things that I do, including my business. So that's that on me. And we'll leave that there for now. There's much more to learn about me, but this podcast is not about me. It is about you all. And it's about what I feel that God is calling me to do, which goes into why I am starting this podcast to begin with. So I have these different facets of my life, but one thing that is ever constant is my relationship with God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And my faith is also central to who I am and everything about my life. You're going to hear some paper rustling unless I figure out how to clean up this audio and clean it up before it goes live. You might hear some paper rustling in the background. I'll get better, y'all. Just stick with me. So it makes sense that I would include God and try and be open and open myself to the movements of God in my life and in all that I do. And that is truly the purpose of spiritual direction. Spiritual direction is about walking with my directees or my clients and helping them discern the movements of God in their life as they embark on this journey to get closer and closer to Him, which, you know, as Christians, that should be your ultimate goal here on earth is to grow closer and closer in relationship with God and that intimacy with God, and to journey with Him throughout this life. And, you know, of course, our ultimate goal is to have eternal life with Him. And so the reason why I felt called personally to start this podcast and call it the Thought Work Podcast is because I have experienced throughout my journey, my spiritual journey throughout the years, that much of the battlefield that we embark on when it comes to our spiritual, mental, physical, emotional growth, all under the umbrella of our relationship with God, happens on the mental battlefield. I feel like so much of it takes place in our mind and we aren't even aware of it. And I have found on my own journey towards this, what I like to call Christ-centered self-mastery, that if we clean up those thoughts and discern which thoughts are of God, which thoughts are self, and which thoughts are brought to us via the enemy of our souls, we can be more open to receive the promptings of the Holy Spirit in our lives and therefore be able to live a freer, more Christ-centered life as we journey on this path to a relationship with him, a closer, more intimate relationship with him. And the reason why I was inspired, another reason why I was inspired to create this podcast is because I've read many a quote-unquote self-help book and listened to a few podcasts, and I would connect with it on so many levels. It definitely spoke to my desire to be the best version, the best possible version of myself. But there was always that one statement or that one mental construct or that one mindset that always stirred something in my spirit that just did not sit well with me. And we'll get more into that, I'm sure, as the episodes go on. But it was always something that made me feel called to stop listening to it. Or I would listen to it, but of course I'm able to kind of look at it critically and look at it under the lens of Christ, but I could never recommend the book to someone else or recommend the podcast to someone else, because I always felt like if someone is not really as strong or centered in their relationship with God and they're just kind of like, you know, venturing out on this type of thing for the first time, it could lead them down the wrong path. And so I always felt like I couldn't really recommend the podcast or the book or the article or whatever it is to people that I care about, because I knew that there were parts of it that were not in line with the teachings of Christ. And so I thought to myself, how many other Catholics, how many other even non-Catholic Christians feel the same way when they're listening to self-help and they're getting the message that everything is kind of found within you and you are the way and you can achieve all these things by yourself, and just kind of like that common theme. It's not to say that they are all like this. It's not to say that there aren't Christian self-help people. I probably don't know of them. If there are, please let me know. And it's not to say that nothing good can come of these things, but being a spiritual director, I am very cautious about introducing people that may already be in the beginning stages of their walk with something that could possibly lead them down the wrong path. And so I started to really think about who else feels this way. Like, is it just me? I wonder how many Catholics, how many Christians in general are feeling this way. And so I decided that I was going to start this podcast and take this very, to me, biblical teaching and idea and kind of infuse it with Christ, the teachings of the church, spiritual direction, and my many years of study of theology, as well as what I would like to call the science of the saints. So the people that have run the good race and strived and made it to heaven. Saints like Saint Augustine, Saint Ignatius of Loyola, Saint Thomas, Saint Teresa of Avila, Saint Teresa of Lisieux, Saint Josephine Baqueda. There's so many that inspire me. And so I decided to meld all those things together and present it to this world in hopes that it helps just regular schmegular lay women and men that want to strive for spiritual greatness and want to grow in virtue and want to do all of these things in their pursuit to grow closer in intimacy and relationship with God. So that is basically what it is. I think the third thing, which is this journey that I'm embarking on that I'm calling 108 Days to Freedom, I think I will talk more about that in the next podcast, because that's like a podcast in and of itself. So we'll save that for the next podcast. And I just want to close out this podcast by saying that I really want to, and I'm going to try not to get emotional on my first podcast, but sometimes the tears overcome me. I really want to dedicate this podcast to my two oldest nieces, who I see so much of myself in. They're living in a world where their beliefs and their relationship with God is constantly tested. And it is for so many of us, old and young, And I pray that the wisdom that I've gained throughout my own trials and tribulations and victories can be guideposts for them on their journey through this life with Christ. Because life is so much sweeter when you have Him and you're able to walk hand in hand with Him throughout it all. But the world is constantly trying to kind of pull you away from that, pull us all away from that. And my two oldest nieces are at this age now in their early 20s where the jungle is getting thick. It's getting thick and full of thorns. It's a difficult time, but it's also a beautiful, beautiful time. A time, an opportunity for growth and for expansion and for learning those lessons now the first time around in the best possible way. Because it has been my experience that if you don't learn the lesson, God will present it to you in a different way. And how about this time? And get a little bit louder and a little bit more difficult. And so it's best to look at the trials, the tribulations, and the victories and place them under the light of Christ and analyze what God is trying to teach you. Because like any and every good parent, God wants us to learn good lessons and make the right decisions. And so I dedicate this to them. And I also dedicate this to my nephews that are around the same age as them, as well as my younger nieces and nephews, both those that are related to me by blood and those that are my extended chosen family and a part of my family and a part of my heart. So I dedicate this podcast to them and also to all of my former youth and young adults that I once ministered to and that I was once a minister for, and my litany of godchildren and confirmandi that God has chosen me to be a spiritual guide in their life, and for all of my friends, both old and new, and also everyone who is going to be listening to this podcast. You will be added to my very long prayer list. Everyone will be in my prayers, and I hope that this podcast finds you and that it is gifted to you right when you need it the most. And I pray all of these things through Christ our Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady of Mount Carmel, pray for us. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. God bless. Bye-bye.